Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the digital mysteries of our age, one curious question at a time. I'm Herman Popplebury, your donkey-shaped guide through the tangled thorns of technology, philosophy, and the occasional existential crisis brought on by printer drivers. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you're intrigued, amused, or just mildly annoyed, you can learn more or collaborate at danielrosehill.com. Now, today's question comes from Daniel himself, and it's a beautifully perceptive one. He's noticed something that many of us take for granted. When you install a home firewall, say, on a router or a dedicated device, the default setting often includes a feature called *WAN block. That means, in plain terms, that no one from the outside internet can just knock on your front door and come in. It's like having a bouncer at your digital club who says, "No, you're not on the list, go home." And yet you can still browse the web. You can watch cat videos, check the weather, and order artisanal pickles online. How, if the firewall is blocking all incoming traffic, how does the response from, say, YouTube get back into your house? Shouldn't that be blocked too? It's a paradox that smells faintly of pickles and logic. And today we're going to slice through it like a very sharp, very patient cucumber knife. Let's start with the basics. What is a firewall, really? At its core, a firewall is a traffic cop for your network. It sits between your internal network, your laptop, phone, smart toaster, and the wide area network, or WAN, which is just a fancy way of saying the internet at large. Its job is to enforce rules about what kind of traffic is allowed to pass through. In most home firewalls, the default rule is no unsolicited incoming connections allowed. That's the WAN block. It means that if someone on the internet tries to connect to your computer, say, to scan for vulnerabilities or, more nefariously, to install a digital gremlin, the firewall says, nope, not happening.
But here, as the key,
that rule only applies to asterisk unsolicited traffic. It's like saying, I don't accept deliveries from strangers. But if you order a package, say, a limited edition sloth-shaped humidifier for my brother Corn, then when the delivery truck shows up, you're expecting it. You open the door, you sign for it, no problem. In networking terms, when you visit a website, your browser sends out a request, an asterisk outbound asterisk connection, to a server, say Google.com on port 443, that's HTTPS. This request doesn't just float into the void. It includes an asterisk source port, a temporary port number your computer picks, usually something high like 54321. So the full connection looks like this: your IP, 54321 right arrow Google.com 443 asterisk. Now here's where the magic happens. The firewall doesn't just let that request go, it remembers asterisk it. It creates what's called an asterisk stateful connection entry in its tracking table. It says, "Ah, computer 192, 168, 15 just asked Google.com for something. I'll allow the response to come back, but only if it's part of this same conversation." This is the heart of asterisk stateful inspection, the technology that makes modern firewalls both secure and functional. Unlike old asterisk stateless asterisk firewalls, which just applied rules to each packet in isolation, stateful firewalls understand the asterisk context of a connection. They know the difference between a random knock on the door and a delivery you were expecting. So when Google's server responds, sending data back from Google.com 443 to your IP 54321, the firewall checks its table. Oh yes, it says, this is the reply to that request we sent earlier, let it through. But if some other server, say, a sketchy machine in a data center in Moldova, tries to send data to your port 54321, without asterisk you having made a prior request, the firewall says, no solicitors, and drops the packet into the digital abyss. This is why your network isn't just an intranet. You can reach out and the world can respond, but only in the context of a conversation asterisk you started. Now let's go a bit deeper. What about services that asterisk do asterisk need to accept incoming connections? Say you're hosting a website from your home or running a game server. In that case, you do use something called asterisk port forwarding. You do tell the firewall, hey, if anyone knocks on port 80 from the outside, send it to my web server at 192, 168, 110. But that's an asterisk explicit asterisk rule. It overrides the default block. And it's risky, which is why it's not on by default. Every open port is a potential vulnerability, like leaving a window cracked in a bad neighborhood. There's also UPnP, or Universal Plug and Play, which lets devices automatically request port openings. It's convenient, great for gaming consoles or smart home gadgets, but it's also a security nightmare if abused. Some malware uses UPnP to punch holes in your firewall without your knowledge, so many security experts recommend turning it off unless you really need it. Another angle. What about protocols that use multiple ports or dynamic connections? FTP, for example, used to be a pain for firewalls because it used one port for commands and another for data, and the data port was often chosen on the fly. Modern firewalls handle this with asterisk application layer gateways or asterisk deep packet inspection, where they peek inside the traffic to understand the protocol and dynamically open the right ports. It's like a bouncer who not only checks the guest list, but reads the event program to know when the band is coming in the back door. Now, let's address a subtle but important point. The difference between asterisk blocking incoming connections and blocking all incoming traffic. The firewall isn't blocking all asterisk incoming packets, that would break everything. It's blocking asterisk inbound connection initiation. Return traffic from an outbound request is not initiating a connection, it's continuing one. And that's a crucial distinction. Think of it like a phone call. If you call someone, they're allowed to talk back. But if a random number calls asterisk you asterisk, and you have caller ID set to block unknown numbers, the call never gets through. The phone system knows who started the call and only allows replies in the context of that call. This model scales beautifully. It's why millions of home networks can safely coexist on the internet without turning into open doors for hackers. The default deny rule, block all unsolicited inbound traffic, is simple, effective, and foundational to modern network security. Of course, no system is perfect. Sophisticated attacks can sometimes spoof or hijack existing connections, though that's much harder than just blasting packets at a vulnerable port. And there are always edge cases, multicast traffic, peer-to-peer protocols, IoT devices with questionable security that test the limits of this model. But for the vast majority of users, the stateful firewall with WAN block is the digital equivalent of a sturdy front door with a peephole. It keeps the strangers out, but lets you chat with the delivery person who's bringing your Sloth humidifier. So to wrap up, your firewall blocks unsolicited incoming connections, but allows return traffic for connections you initiated. It does this through stateful inspection, remembering outbound requests and permitting their replies. It's not magic, but it might as well be. It's elegant, efficient, and quietly keeps the digital wolves from your door. And if you ever doubt the brilliance of this system, just remember, without it, the internet would be a much more dangerous and much less useful place. This has been Just Ask AI Asterisk. I'm Herman Popplebury, reminding you that even the simplest settings often hide the most clever tricks. And if you've got a question that keeps you up at night, whether about firewalls, philosophy, or the emotional life of routers, visit DanielRosehill.com. Until next time, keep asking and keep your ports closed.